Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the RomReal second quarter 2014 results presentation. The Q2 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. This conference call will also be recorded and placed online on www.romreal.com. As an additional investor relations event, RomReal will be hosting today a physical investor presentation of the second quarter 2014 results in Arctic Security Offices in Hagen 7, number 5, Oslo, at 10:30 a.m. Central European Time. Chairman Kjetil Gonskjerk and Director Arne Reinemo will be hosting this presentation. Please turn to page 3 of the presentation that was distributed together with the second quarter 2014 report yesterday following the closing of the market. This is a summary of the second quarter 2014 results. Under IFRS, net asset value, or NAV, was 0.5 euro per share or 4.3 Norwegian kronas per share at the end of Q2 2014. This indicates a decrease of 1.4% compared to the end of Q1 2014. The company has not made any changes to its land bank portfolio valuation since the 2013 year-end independent valuation carried out by Knight Frank. Pre-tax result in second quarter 2014 was 0.04 million euros. Total assets at the end of the second quarter were 33.6 million euro compared to 33.8 million euro at the end of Q1 2014. With a view to increase the sellability of its land bank, the company has initiated in the last 6 months the division of one of its plots into smaller ones. During the second quarter of 2014, the company sold four such small plots with a total area of almost 2,000 square meters for a total value of 160,000 euros. The values and prices sold are above the current valuation carried out by Knight Frank. Following an initial down payment, remaining due amounts shall be received in installments. Following the end of the second quarter 2014, the company sold its only plot in Brasov. Please turn to the following page for more information on the Brasov plot sale. RomReal owned one plot in Brasov, which had a surface of 4,172 square meters and was meant for residential development. After the end of the second quarter, the company has entered into a pre-sale agreement for the sale of its only land plot in Brasov for a price of 1,050,000 euros. The price is marginally higher than the latest valuation performed by Knight Frank and represents around 3% of the total land bank value. The company received a down payment and the transaction will close by the second quarter of 2015. The sales proceed will be used to reduce the company's bank debt with Alpha Bank. The Brasov plot is still included in the property portfolio until the transaction is closed and fully paid. Following the disposal, all of RomReal's plots are now located in Bucharest and Constanta. Please turn to the following page. This is an overview of the company's land bank, situated mainly in Constanta and with some plots in Bucharest. As mentioned earlier, the Brasov plot that the company agreed to sell during the quarter after the end of the quarter, is included in the property portfolio until the transaction is closed and fully paid. There were no major changes in the company's land bank during the first quarter, with the exception of the four divided plots in Tatar Peninsula, that being number 3 on your list. Following the division of the Tatar Peninsula plots in Ovidiu Costanza, the company is progressing with selected planning upgrades of several other plots in the region of Constanta and Bucharest. The management is proactively seeking to sell further properties and it expects further disposals. Please turn to page 6. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value, or NAV, of the company under International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, now stands at 29,006,000 euro. No changes were made to the valuation since the second quarter. Inventories mainly refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular, the Oasis development. Inventories at the second quarter of 2014 are €2,563,000. Cash in the company at the end of the second quarter is €669,000, plus an investment in a liquid bonds of €744,000. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of the year was €1,414,000. Other assets or liabilities are -€11,040,000, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan, the balance of which currently stands at €12,203,000, including the accrued interest. This gives a net asset value under IFRS of €21,199,000, resulting to a small decrease of 1.4% compared with the previous quarter. This minor decrease in NAV is mainly due to the foreign exchange movement resulting from the conversion of IFRS adjustments in the value of net assets from the company's functional currency, being the Romanian leu or RON, and the reporting currency of the group, being the euro. Please turn over to page 7. Financial highlights. Operating revenue. The operating revenue during the second quarter of 2014 was €185,000, compared to a total of €106,000 during the second quarter of 2013. The income relates to the rent received on some of the land bank assets awaiting development, around €60,000 in the second quarter and around compared to €97,000 in the second quarter of 2013. In addition, there is a difference to the divestment of some small plots in Tatar Peninsula. The reduction in rent is related to the incentive granting schemes to tenants with a view to timely meet due rental payments. Operating expenses. Total operating expenses amounted to €233,000 in the second quarter of 2014, compared to €185,000 in the second quarter of 2013. Out of these operating expenses, the payroll costs are around €50,000 and down compared to the level registered in the second quarter of 2013. Adjustment for inventories are not considered. The total operating expenses for the company in Q2 2014 were around 7% lower than the ones in the same quarter of 2013. Out of the total operating expenses, the main cost items relate to general and administration costs in connection with the running of the group. The other operating income expense is driven mainly by the change in the value of investment property as a result of the change in the foreign currency exchange rate before translating them into the functional currency of the group. During the second quarter of 2014, there were no changes to the euro value of the investment property. The net of other operating income expense in second quarter 2014 amounted to a net loss of €661,000 compared to a net gain of €739,000 in the second quarter of 2013. This relates to about €0.4 million, the result being the change in the value of the investment property as a result of the exchange rate, and around €0.2 million being the cost of disposing from the balance sheet of the sold assets. Total assets stand at €33,579,000. Total liabilities, which consist mainly of the Alpha Bank loan of €11.6 million, currently stand at €12,398,000, and the total equity is €21,199,000. Please turn to page 8 for an overview of the company's cash flow figures. The cash flow balance decreased from €827,000 at the end of 2013 to €669,000 at the end of the second quarter of 2014. This represents a net decrease of approximately €158,000. Main cash outflows relate to salaries, audit, and listing costs. To the cash figure, we can add the principal amount and accrued yearly interest of €744,000 representing the company's investment in a liquid bond issued by Svenska Handelsbanken. Following the finalization of the rights issue in 2013, aimed at consolidating the cash position of the group, the company decided to place part of the collected proceeds into these financial assets. If you turn the page, please. Romania's GDP growth slowed somewhat in the second quarter of 2014, driven by a setback in industry and export growth. According to the budget minister, the slowdown process is no threat to the government's annual target of 2.8%, as Romania has room to boost state spending. There has been considerable fiscal adjustment since the start of the crisis, which brought the budget deficit down to 2.5% of the GDP in 2015. Public debt is low, by regional standards at around 38% of the GDP. On an annual basis, Romania still has one of the highest GDP growth rates in Europe. The government has announced the intention to adopt the euro as of the 1st of January 2019. The new target should be achievable provided inflation remains controlled and that the government remains committed to a low fiscal deficit and moderate levels of public debt. Please turn over to the next page. This is an update on the real estate situation in Romania. And as a first point, we should mention that it became clear in 2014 that an evident improvement in the fundamentals of the real estate market was recorded in 2013. The restrained attitude of the market players has been moderated as a result of more stable market indicators, improvement of the local and regional economic environment, as well as the positive evolution of the more mature European markets. A sign of the improvement is the higher real estate transaction activity. In the first half of 2014, transactions of 402 million euro were signed, which is an increase of 222% compared to 2013. Furthermore, during 2015, a number of 40,071 residential units have been completed in Romania, which is 6% lower when compared to 2012. At the national level, the most significant decrease is the number of completed residential units that was recorded in the northwest region of Romania. A key characteristic of these properties is that they were adjusted to demand and to expectation in terms of prices. Therefore, asking prices, which usually not exceed the maximum limit stipulated by the Prima Casa or the first-time buyer program. With regards to land, demand was focused mainly on small-sized plots, benefiting of certain permits located within areas with good accessibility in the proximity of central interest points. Higher demand was shown for office and residential development plots, especially on those suitable for small-scale developments. If you turn to the next page, please. As you can witness from the graphs, on a national level, apartment prices have more or less stabilized. In the second quarter of 2014, according to one of the biggest real estate websites, Immobiliare.ro, apartment prices fell 2.3% compared to the second quarter of 2013. Eni Costanza, where the company's land bank, majority of the land bank is, prices fell at about 0.7%. Since the second quarter, prices have continued their flat development. Please turn to the next page. On page 12, you can find a list of the top 20 shareholders of RomReal. Again, this top 20 shareholder list is publicly available information and it has been printed here as a service to investors. Through the RomReal website, investors will be able to see on a weekly basis the top 20 shareholder list to be updated. The next page, please. This is a summary of the main focus areas going forward. The management target is to proactively seek and sell further properties, and it does expect further disposals. To make the plot sellable, the company is seeking to add incremental value to the individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank, up until a potential sale is completed. The various forms of adding value include upgrading, planning permission, as well as maintenance of plot surfaces, buildings, fencing, and similar. The management will also attempt to create income from the plots in its land bank by renting out to third parties for commercial use, structured in a way so it does not prevent or interfere with an eventual sale of the plots. Last but not least, the company is actively communicating with existing and new owners of the company. This brings us to the end of our presentation today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.homereal.com, for your convenience. We will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We wish you a happy day, and I'm passing the call over to Gary. Thank you.